Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, Kelly Cheese, explain the situation that you are in right now with Captain Crunch and your Christmas tree.
I think it's too late, and my boyfriend wants to go get a Christmas tree today.
What is the basis of thinking it's too late? That doesn't even make sense.
You've got plenty of time to enjoy it.
Let me lay this out for you.
Okay.
One, it's practically raining every day in Atlanta right now. Why would I drive to go pick up a messy Christmas tree to drag it in the house to have to clean it up anyway when that's already a mess by itself without the rain? That's the biggest reason. Big reason number two is, why would I decorate it? It takes hours to decorate, and we got to go buy ornaments. We got to go buy lights. We got to go do all this great stuff if it's a month ago. But it's not a month ago.
Why are you such a Grinch?
I'm not a Grinch. I just don't want to take the hours and hours and hours to do that, just knowing like I'm only going to have it for 2 weeks.
You can keep it up after Christmas.
My neighbor has one. That's cool. I walk by it every day.
This is your first Christmas with your live-in boyfriend. Don't you want to have like a hot toddy or a little cup of cocoa with your man in front of the beautifully lit Christmas tree? Is like a special moment.
Yeah, I wanted to do that the week after Thanksgiving, and we kept putting it off and kept putting it off. Now I'm like, no, I'm over it. It's too late.
I mean, 60 years from now, when you guys are sitting about reminiscing about your first Christmas together, you're going to be like, we didn't get a tree.
How quickly you guys forget that we spent last Christmas together.
Oh, whoops.
You didn't live together.
This is your first one under the same roof.
No, I see what you're saying.
And this is the first one since you've been consistently dating, because you broke up once between last Christmas and this Christmas.
It's true.
Okay, so thank you. All right. Hey, Stephanie.
I am with Kelly T. It's way too late.
What?
Way too late.
You are nuts.
I am on the same boat, and guess what? I told him, we'll just use this little tree that we had last year. He did not agree. And guess what? When he came home yesterday, I had it set up, because we're not buying a tree this late. We're going to Florida next weekend for Christmas, so there's no point. It's way too late.
I feel like I have fallen asleep and woken up in Whoville, and the Grinch is looking down.
Look, I have the Christmas spirit. I've had it since Thanksgiving.
I'll bring you an onion.
Which is when I wanted to get the tree. Now it's too late. That's too much work for too little time to enjoy it.
Adriana, set her straight.
Oh, my God, Kelly Cheese. Seriously? Like, come on. I'm moving. And when we move into the new apartment, we're still going to put the tree up. This is y'all first Christmas together. Of course you need a tree. Now, I agree with you on the real one. I don't like the pine needles and all of that. Go buy you one of them cute white fake Christmas trees from Family Dollar, and then y'all can have it forever.
Yes!
That's where we hit a bump in the road. Because I don't disagree with going and just grabbing a fake tree, but Captain Crunch will not do a fake tree. He refuses to do a fake tree. Y'all know he's a hippie. He could cut one down himself if he could.
Michelle and Hiram, talk right to Kelly Cheese.
Hey, Kelly. I'm part of your Not So Cool Kids. I'm one of your 11 listeners.
Yes. Thank you.
I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
But, hey, it is not too late. I have three girls, two of which their birthdays, one was December 8th, one is December 14th. And we still managed to put the Christmas tree up and tried to do birthdays and Christmas separate. So, girl, just go and get the Christmas tree. And who cares if you have ornaments or not? Just put some popcorn and ribbons on.
Yes! Thank you.
That's vintage. I love that.
Yeah.
And you guys are hipsters. Vintage is so trendy and cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so you have two little helpers at home. She had two little helpers to help her decorate.
Oh, my God.
Tree.
It is adorable. I don't have kids, and I know that a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old aren't helping anyone decorate a tree. Kelly, come on.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
You're a mean one.
Mr. Grinch.
That's you. The Grinch over there. Is it too late to put up a Christmas tree? Help us settle this debate going on in Kelly Cheese's apartment right now. She's got a big old beautiful loft with these huge windows. She and her boyfriend are on opposite sides, though, of this Christmas tree debate. You say it's too late.
It's way too late.
And he is in the Christmas spirit and really wants to put one up. So, Destiny in Adairsville, will you please tell Kelly Cheese how wrong she is?
Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm kind of with Kelly Cheese on this. Like,
thank you.
Especially if it's a real Christmas tree. It's wet, it's nasty, it's messy. For sure, go get one from the dollar store. But if he's not going to compromise, it's not worth it.
Hey, that's my girl. Thank you, Destiny. Kelly team one.
Morgan in Carrollton. Talk right to Kelly Cheese.
Hey, so I have a family friend who gets their tree on Christmas Eve. They decorate it. They decorate it. They put the presents underneath. They put the lights on. And then they leave it up until the 1st of January and they take it down.
That's just mean. That's messed up.
No, it's not too late. That's the point. Brittany and Swanee, talk right to Kelly Cheese. Tell her how wrong she is.
Okay, Kelly Cheese, so as a not-so-cool kid myself, you are right.
Thank you.
Yes.
But no, like, he's going to want to keep it until it's dead on his feet. You do not need that.
Thank you. You're right. I don't need that stress in my life. You're right.
Do not be a Grinch like Kelly. Now, you're looking into
I'm not being a Grinch, but she does not need a real Christmas tree this late.
Yes, I love your passion. Thank you so much.
You're looking into some of the prices on this, and that is where the struggle gets real, right?
Oh, I have all the prices on this, and I'm really glad you mentioned earlier that, yes, we live in a loft with 20-foot ceilings, so no, we're not going for a regular Christmas tree. We're going for a big Christmas tree, which means we're spending at least $200 on that. Not cool. Then you need a big Christmas tree stand plus a little, like, skirt that goes around it. That's another $20 if I'm being cheap. And I got to get lights for that. That's like $10 to $15. And I don't have any ornaments. So a one pack of ornaments of 40 is like $20. So I need two of those at least to cover this massive tree. That's another $40 right there. And it's 2 weeks before Christmas. Who's got hundreds of dollars to spend 2 weeks before Christmas?
All right, Grinch. Intern Amanda, you're keeping an eye on this social media poll that we have had going on. What's the vote on that? Is it too late to put up a Christmas tree?
Well, everybody agrees that Kelly's a Grinch, because they're both the exact same pretty much on Twitter and Instagram, that 94% of people say no, it's not too late. And 6% say yes.
Fake news.
Lainey in Buford has a great idea. Hey, Lainey, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi, guys. Not so cool kid here.
Yay.
Kelly, I think that Captain Crunch should surprise you. He should do all of the work. Purchase the tree, all the trimmings, and then when it's over, take it all down, clean it all out. That way you don't have to worry about it.
I love you. I love you.
Now you're not so Grinchy anymore.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.